Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, and this is Tom Katowski calling, co-publisher of Healthy Referral Newspaper, along with co-host Marcia that we're substituting today. And today this is produced by Healthy Referral Newspaper. We started back in 1989 to promote natural health and positive news. I've been publishing a newspaper since then and bringing together information on natural health, positive news, fitness, integrative medicine, diet, nutrition, whole foods, raw foods, and just bringing to light positive inspirational stories and news from all around the world. My background is coaching tennis at Kent State, John Carroll, and over in Israel. Got into health in the late 80s as I got started going to doctors for medication. And myself and another lady, we started an idea called Healthy Referral to promote holistic integrative medicine, natural health. Through that time, we met some very interesting people over the years, and we published a full-size newspaper called Healthy Referral, as well as our radio show we do called Mind, Your Body, and Spirit, which is right now on the Blog Talk Radio Network. Other things that we've covered over the years have included natural products for cancer with our friend Dr. Sanchez. We've covered anti-aging with Dr. Holt, who's an author out of New Jersey, speaks at a lot of the anti-aging conferences around the world, as well as many other people, such as Dr. Keith Block out of Chicago, who's one of the top integrative cancer oncologists in the world. He has actually treated my mom. My mom is a three-time cancer survivor, and his protocol helped put her breast cancer in check. This Dr. Keith Block wrote a great book called Life Over Cancer. He's out of the Chicago area. I'd highly recommend getting that book, whether you have cancer or not. So today we have a very interesting guest named Jack Sock, and he'll be with us shortly. He's on the Men's Pro Tennis Tour at a very young age of 20. Which is a little bit older than when Borg came on tour, but still, that's amazing to be on the pro tour at that age, actually at any age, to see what it takes to be at that level. So he'll be joining us. Momentarily, and until that time, we appreciate Aaliyah, who's helping arrange the interview. She is a wonderful liaison, and we're promoting the U.S. Open Tennis Series BBT tournament out of Atlanta, which is coming up as part of the Emirates Air U.S. Open Tennis Series. And I think Jack called in, but I don't see his number on the board here, so hopefully he'll call in again shortly. So we have we'll do a short interview with him today, and I know he's playing constantly, and we'll find out a little bit more about what it takes to be on the Pro Tour, and what it takes to get there, what it takes to stay there, and what it takes to keep on improving to on the highest level. So let me see if we have Jack on the line here. And are you there, Jack? Hello? Hello, are you there? Can you hear me? Let me see here if we have the right line here. Let me try it again. And here we go. And are you there?
Hello?
Are you there, Jack? Are you there?
Yeah, this is Jack.
Okay, yeah. Hi, Jack.
Yeah.
I appreciate you taking the time from your busy tournament schedule to join us today.
Yeah, no worries. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, which part of the country are you in today?
I'm in Illinois, just outside Chicago, playing a challenger.
Oh, excellent. Very, very good. Well, it was nice enough for Leah to arrange the interview. We'll keep it short here. And tell me, I read a little bit about your background. In fact, I saw just a clip on YouTube. I think you played Roddick last year, was it? Was that the Open or was it Atlanta?
It was 2 years ago at the U.S. Open.
Oh, 2 years ago. Wow, excellent. Tell me a little, first of all, thank you for joining us, and tell us a little bit about your background, where you grew up, and a little bit about how you got into tennis.
Yeah, I grew up I was born in Lincoln, Nebraska, grew up there through fourth grade, and then my mom, brother, and I decided to move to Kansas City in fifth grade. My brother's 2 years older, and we decided to move there to go to an academy. And I went to normal school there, and then we both finished high school through there, and then I decided to turn pro. My brother went to play tennis at Nebraska, and now I'm where I am, and he's just finished school and gonna play some on the futures tour.
Mhm. Wow. Okay. So you trained together. You've been training together for quite a while.
I trained together a lot in the academy, and then when he went to college, and I stayed for my last 2 years of high school, and we didn't get to practice as much, obviously, when he was in school and I was traveling. But now that he's graduated, we'll for sure practice some more together, and hopefully he can do well starting out in the futures.
Mhm. Yeah, tell us, just give us a quick sketch on people that don't know about the futures, which is similar to like the minor league baseball, but it's an incredible amount of great players out there that people have never heard of before. Can you just speak briefly on that? What the futures is like?
Yeah, it's kind of like the minor leagues. It's where all the players that you see on TV now started. Everyone's got to play them pretty much. The starts where you get where the best chance of getting your first points are to get on the rankings, and then kind of move up from there. Goes futures, challengers, and then the ATP events and the slams that you see on TV. But yeah, I mean, it's kind of the middle to lower ranked professionals, but obviously they're all still good players. They know how to play tennis. Sometimes it can be a grind to get through them, but yeah, if you can have some success there and kind of get past that level, then onto the challengers is some nicer venues and some good tournaments, and then hopefully you can kind of go from there.
Mm-hmm. And where does your inspiration come from? Because I know friends of mine who are tennis pros. They work with different players from around the world, and everybody has a different motivation level and a different reason why they're in it. What would you say that your inspiration comes from?
I love the sport, obviously, and I love competing a lot. That's probably my favorite part of it, and that obviously is keeps me going and is kind of always my backbone. And then traveling, seeing new parts of the world, new cities almost every week sometimes. And when you play a lot of the tour events, it's pretty cool, and it can be a lot of travel at times, but it's definitely very enjoyable, especially obviously when you're doing well. There's not much better there's not much of a better profession that I could ask for, and obviously being able to make money and make a living at the sport you love playing is obviously always an added bonus.
Yeah, I agree. It's much better than sitting in an office cubicle, that's for sure, no matter what the challenges are. How do you feel, like, mentally, physically, that what you need to do to keep moving up the ranks, moving up to, you know, just knowing where you want your whole game to be, holistically, what do you still feel that you need to do or work on?
I feel, as a lot of guys, I mean, I think you can always just get better, I mean, at tennis, and you can always improve in tennis and always improve the physical part of it as well. I feel like I've done a better job of the physical part of it in the last 6 months to a year, and definitely on the right track, and my body feels good, healthy, and I think with being healthy and with training and being in good physical shape, I think the tennis kind of comes with it. You start playing better, so I mean, it's all a process, but as long as you keep getting stronger physically, I think the tennis can kind of take care of itself as well.
Mm-hmm. And as you're moving forward, what do you think or feel that the biggest challenge is this year and then moving forward in the next couple of years?
I think kind of just putting it all together and being able to piece it together week after week. I mean, I've had spurts of really good weeks, but not enough back to back or 2 weeks in a row, 3 weeks in a row, being able to put really good tournaments together and kind of move up. I think the consistency of that is going to be a good challenge. And I mean, obviously, as long as I keep playing and keep getting experience, I think that'll happen.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Are you familiar with some of the older players on the used to be on the tour way back? There's a good friend of ours named Torben Ulrich. He played Davis Cup for Denmark back in the 60s, 70s. Are you familiar with the older group?
I mean, probably maybe the older Americans, but I'm not familiar with that name, actually. Sorry.
Yeah, look him up. He actually does jazz. He's a really cool guy. Actually, you might probably know his son, who's the drummer for Metallica.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Lars Ulrich. Yeah, I don't know Lars, but I've had the chance to meet Torben a number of years ago. He was really into the Zen and tennis, and he would practice late at night with a guy named Jeff Baroviak from UCLA, and they would actually to improve their mental focus, they would actually push a tennis ball with their nose, like from the baseline up to the net, just totally focusing on the ball. But the whole thing,
oh, wow.
They would just do these really wild training ideas. And then
yeah.
He played back in the days of Pancho Gonzalez, if you remember way back then, Pancho Gonzalez.
Oh, yeah. I know, yeah. Wow, that's...
And then, Pancho had one of the fastest serves on the tour back then, and an interviewer asked Torben, he says, aren't you afraid of Pancho's serve? And guess what his answer was?
Tell me.
He said, Torben said, how can you be scared of a thing of beauty?
That's a good answer. That is a good answer.
So, but he was just, he would, in other words, just to take things and just put it in such a more of a spiritual situation. And so it took a lot of the pressure. In other words, the way he played was more from like you're saying, the Zen or the joy of being out there doing something that you love to do.
Which
I thought was really, really cool. Have you read about the Arthur Ashe, or some of the things he did? Kind of, can you comment on today's player? There's very few, I think, like Arthur Ashe, of course, that took a stand as far as political and social issues. He did not want to play in South Africa because of apartheid. He boycotted that tournament. And I know it's a little different nowadays, but can you speak on the fine line between players that are out there on the pro tour and those that have a voice and those that kind of like have to keep quiet so their sponsors are happy, but those are willing to to step out to speak on other issues? Can you talk on that a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, I mean, yeah, the ATB does. We do have a player council with a select group of guys that we nominate that will speak out kind of for us for prize money sake or for tournament scheduling sake or for political stuff like that. We select them every year, and it's who we trust with representing the players in the ATP. So, I mean, those guys handle all that. I don't know the ins and outs or the full details of what they say. We have some meetings usually at the Grand Slams, but other than that, I don't hear a whole lot about it. But yeah, I mean, we do have a select group of guys that represent us in those areas.
Mm-hmm. And do you give? Are you allowed to give input or suggestions on, ideas on making the tour better?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, every Grand Slam there's a mandatory player meeting where you can raise your hand and give your input. But I think some of us younger guys kind of just sit there and listen more than give our input. We're still kind of learning everything and kind of soaking it all in before we voice our opinion to those guys that have been out there for a while. Not gonna raise my hand and talk over Roger or Rafa on those type of matters.
I can see why you kind of have to wait your turn. So if you were, let's say, the commissioner of tennis, what would you be doing differently?
I think prize money is a big thing that we're kind of dealing with right now. I mean, the player council is actually doing an incredible job in the last year or two, trying to increase prize money for us like you see in the Grand Slams, Wimbledon has increased their prize money by a significant amount. Australian Open increased it. We're trying to get the smaller level ATP events to get more sponsors, try to get some more money. But I think prize money, trying to get the increase, trying to get more money in general and a little bit more fair for the players is kind of the main focus right now. And then some guys talk about the scheduling. Maybe not enough time off at the end of the year or stuff like that. But I think if I was commissioner right now, I'd maybe be focused on the prize money right now, just so the players are happy and you can get better players to the smaller events and everything.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And being the, just keep your commissioner hat on for 1 second. Let's just say you're running tennis or commissioner of tennis development in the U.S., what would you be doing differently?
That's tough to say. I mean, obviously, I don't have much expertise in that area, being a younger American right now. But obviously, we have a lot of kids playing at young ages, and a lot of kids playing tournaments and taking lessons and trying to do the right things. I mean, we have good programs set up at the USTA facilities and just in clubs in general across the U.S. There's a lot of programs that are being taken place, and I think the kids are trying to do the right thing. I think they just got to apply themselves every day and kind of realize that you can't get back yesterday after the day is over. So kind of just putting in the hard work every day and knowing you left it all out there. And I think with that, we'll have some successful tennis players come out.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Have you met? I've no other of crap. I've not met her. Billie Jean King, as I know, obviously she's one of the pioneers in tennis. Have you had a chance to meet her during your travels?
Yeah. I've met her a few times, but briefly, not too many words exchanged. Yeah, I've met her a few times.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that I just give her an incredible amount of credit that somebody that's being a pioneer and developed obviously world team tennis and all the things she's done to support the game, which I think is tremendous. Who are some of the coaches? We'll wrap it up shortly here, but I appreciate your time. Who are some of the coaches that you've met on the tour that you really admire, and what are they doing that you like?
I'm working with Craig Boynton and Jay Berger from the USTA, from the U.S. Federation.
Okay.
I love I love working with them and spending time with them on the court. I think obviously they're very knowledgeable. Jay, being a former player, top 10 in the world, obviously knows the ins and outs of the tour. Same with Craig, who's been around coaching for a long time, played himself for a while, and his coach Jim Courier and other great players, John Isner, mm-hmm. recently. And so I think they both obviously have a tremendous amount of knowledge about the game and about mm-hmm. and about how the tour works and everything. And so it's been a good experience for me so far working with them, mm-hmm. and hopefully can continue it for a long time and keep doing well.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Very good. Well, I know that you have an engagement shortly, and we appreciate you taking the time today just to talk about a few things from with Mind Your Body and Spirit Radio Show and our Healthy Referral newspaper, producing the show. And I have an affinity for tennis after I got cut by the basketball coach. That's why I got into tennis. So more on the coaching side. But just one last quick thing. I did watch you a little bit on the YouTube there. And are you familiar with a guy from Czechoslovakia? He retired years ago because he had back injury, but he was top five in the world for a while. Miloslav Machir. He was a back in the day of Lendl.
I don't know too many guys that far back.
Okay, FYI, just take a peek. He was one of the few guys. He didn't really hit it that hard, but he used the court better than just about anybody that I've seen in the last 20 years. About opening angles, creating spots, exploiting weaknesses of other players, and he was. He moved, very, very interesting guy, but just to FYI, just for your own kind of like going back in history and just seeing how some guys play. There is some YouTube footage of him, but just, interesting in how he played against the heavy hitters like Lendl, and, thought it might, give you a little bit of insider, just a different way to approach things.
Yeah, I'll check it out for sure. Thank you.
Yeah, okay. I appreciate you taking the time today, and good luck with your future tournaments. And our newspaper will be printed pretty soon. We're promoting the tournament in Atlanta, so we'll have it distributed out there. So, again, thanks for your time, and good luck with the rest of the season and continuing years.
Thank you. Yeah,
okay,
thank you. Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
Okay, all right. Thank you. Bye-bye. And we had just finished here with Jack Sock, who gave a wonderful interview, and we appreciate him taking the time from his busy schedule with training and being on the men's pro tour, which is an amazing thing in itself. It's just the dedication that it takes, just with anything, but especially that, where your body is your office, and you have to, and it's a whole nother level of taking care of yourself mentally, physically, spiritually. So again, I want to thank Jack Sock for today's interview, and also thank Aaliyah for making the arrangement, set it up. And this is Tom Katowski substituting for Marcia on Healthy Referral newspaper and this Mind Your Body and Spirit Radio Show. And we will see you next time. You could always go on our site, healthyreferral.com, our other site called jadensgaga.com, which has some of the best health information that we've seen over 20 years, with a great ebook called Preventive Health Report, as well as lectures from 15 years of expos that you could purchase. So, again, thank you for Jack. Thank you for Aaliyah. And we will see you next time. Just go on blogtalkradio.com/mindyourbodyandspirit and healthyreferral.com. Thanks again.